Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Buff Nation!
Let's go!
Friday vibes at the DMVR bar.
Friday vibes. I got to admit, Jake... had a couple.
Yeah?
And
you're sauced up, huh?
By the time I finish this one, I'm going to be feeling great.
Wow. I've been holding off.
Wow. Why would you do that?
I had to work. I had stuff I had to do. I'll join you shortly. Very, very shortly. We are the DMVR Buffs podcast presented by Illegal Pete's. Check out any of their 10 Colorado locations for happy hour, 3 to 6 p.m. every single day. You already know who it is. Jake Schwann, it's RK. We've been on a heater.
We have been on an unbelievable heater. And I just have to say a couple things. One, if you didn't catch the show yesterday because it came in a different format, just go onto the YouTube page, go to the home page, scroll down past the Nuggets who have erroneously been put back above us. And right there, the first one, well, I guess it'll be the second one now,
yeah.
Is the interview with Uncle Neely, which was... I don't want to, like, it's like asking someone to pick, you know, the favorite of their children.
Right.
But as a favorite child, I know that parents do have a favorite child.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I think, was my favorite show.
It was pretty fantastic. And also, I mean, I think we laid a solid foundation for a lot of collabs in the future. And just.
Yes.
It was just a very beneficial day.
Yeah. Can't wait. I just can't wait to hang out with Neely more.
Yeah, for sure.
He's a homie for sure. So check it out. Also, as much as we always want to go at the same time and the same way and the same thing, things change. The plan originally, honestly, was to have Neely here.
Mm-hmm.
Some things changed. We had to get mobile. We had to be, you know, malleable. We got on the road. We went up there, and I thought it was actually even better, maybe.
Right.
But then we have to drive back, upload it, edit it, all that stuff. So we're not twerking.
Yes.
We're just... working before it gets out.
Right. We just want to do things right, man.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah, we appreciate you guys' patience. Also, just with the bangers of the last two shows, if you're listening right now, head on over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Please give us a 5-star review if you enjoyed those last two episodes. We got knocked back down to 4.5 on Apple Podcasts.
How is that even possible? We've only had 5-star reviews.
I don't know.
Come on, guys.
We briefly had 4.6. Just right back down.
Don't let Nebraska fans, trolls, up, you know, like butthurt Florida State fans. Don't let them knock down our shit.
Yep. Represent Buff Nation. And also the great part about doing two interview shows is we have a ton of content for today's show.
We do. We do.
And it's, I mean, it's kind of mind-blowing. Just the last 2 days, you know, we got an inside look at the program. And we were very focused on that, but just what has happened those 2 days, I can't even put it into words, honestly.
Well, it kind of highlights everything we've talked about in those interviews, right? Like, we're talking 30,000-foot view at Colorado, all about all this stuff. Then you get away from the news for 2 days, you zoom back into the news, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's all the stuff we were talking about.
Yeah, it's insane. So we start here because a lot of players have been announcing visits who have visited Colorado over the last week. We'll be visiting this weekend. We'll be visiting for the spring game. And we're going to start with the spring game because a lot of blue chip recruits are going to be there. And the latest one, or second to latest one, I guess, is Jaden Riddell, tight end out of Peculiar, Missouri, Raymore Peculiar High School, 6'5", 225, 116th overall recruit in the 2024 class.
How do you spell that,
overall
that
tight
city?
End. P-E-C-U-L-I-A-R.
Peculiar. Literally peculiar.
Yes, literally.
What are we doing?
I don't know. It's crazy. This guy has over 41 offers, according to 247 Sports. Finished his junior year last season at tight end. 49 receptions, 1,002 yards, and 12 touchdowns.
Wow. That's a lot for a tight end in high school.
I had someone in the program tell me that this guy could be the next Kyle Pitts.
Woo! All right, let's get him.
There you go. So he's coming for the spring game. Literally, like right before we went live, found out that Jason Robinson, do you remember talking about Jason Robinson not too long ago, Ryan?
Yes.
He was the four-star wide receiver, originally committed to USC going back to, I want to say 2021?
Yeah, a long time.
A long, long time. He recently decommitted. It was on Valentine's Day. He decommitted from USC. He has announced a full range of visits moving forward into this springtime, with them concluding with a spring game visit to Colorado on April 22nd.
He coming.
He's coming.
Why else would he decommit?
I know. Yep. That's what we said on Valentine's Day, too. Was, yep. Well,
it's also pretty cool. Yesterday, we're sitting in the room where Coach Prime closes the deal. You know what I mean? Like, how is he going to decommit from USC after that long commitment, come to the spring game, see how lit it is, and then go up in that room, looking over the mountains, talking to Coach Prime, and not pull the trigger?
Beats me. Or, like what Neely said yesterday, sometimes it's over before Coach Prime
even gets in the room.
They get in the room, and they're like, all right.
Yeah, like, all right, let's just get this over with. Jason Robinson.
Common said you're looking Samish.
With the flannel?
Yeah.
I'll take it. Sam's got some swag, man.
Yeah, he does. He does.
And then
another person said, we got to get Sam next, which we're working
stay
on.
Stay tuned. Jason Robinson, 280th player in the 2024 class, according to 247 Sports Composite. Four-star player, 43rd wide receiver, over 15 offers. He is a dog. We have another athlete in Aaron Butler. Do you remember Aaron Butler?
Yes.
Aaron Butler was the guy we talked about. His literally first line of his 247 Sports write-up says, Butler is a dangerous two-way player who could end up at corner or receiver in college. Another guy. Sounds about right. Yep. Another guy who initially committed to USC from Calabasas High School in Calabasas, California. 61st overall recruit in the 2024 class. Fifth overall athlete. 30-plus offers. Georgia, USC, Bama. I mean, all of them.
Let's go.
He's visiting this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
It feels like it's been so long since there were visitors.
I know.
That's nice.
Well, there were some visitors that happened previously that we didn't really know about.
So these secret visitors?
Secret visitors.
By the way, Travis says the bar is hopping. I guess they can hear it.
The bar really is hopping.
It really is.
It's electric down there. Before we get to the guys who have visited, though, a guy who is visiting next Monday, his name is Stone Saunders.
Want him.
Just based on the name. 6'2", 195, from Bishop McDevitt High School in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, class of 2025, but is one of the best quarterback recruits considered in that 2025 class.
Wow.
Already has 23 offers.
And it's SAU?
Yes, SAU, Saunders.
I was going to say, from Sanders to Saunders?
Yep.
Let's go.
Offers from Georgia, Michigan, Nebraska, Texas A&M, Penn State, Colorado, of course. So he'll be visiting on Monday. Not ranked on 247 Sports yet, but listed at 6'2", 195 as a sophomore.
Wow.
Who else do we got? So Duke Holter is a 2023 offensive lineman. Not 24, 23. But he visited just on Tuesday. Not ranked. Couldn't find him on 247 Sports. I don't know if he's like a late enrollee or something like that, but he was here.
What's the position?
Offensive lineman. He posted pictures with Coach O'Boyle.
I saw that.
Yeah, he was already here. So he's visited. Gavin Marsh announced that he visited CU on Wednesday. It's unclear exactly when he visited. That's just when he announced he visited already. Another guy, class of 2023, doesn't have any stars, only has one offer from Valparaiso. But he was here.
Valpo.
Yes.
Interesting.
6'1", 170
Have you ever seen the movie The Town?
Oh, yeah. Great movie.
Someone in the comments just said I look like I would be in it. Is that a compliment or a diss?
I don't know, actually. I don't know. What do you think?
Ben Affleck leads a band of ruthless bank robbers and has no real attachments except for James, who, despite his dangerous temper, is like a brother. Everything changes for Doug when James briefly takes a hostage bank employee Claire. Sounds like I'm a badass.
It's a fantastic movie, though.
I haven't seen very many movies. Neely was like dropping movie references on us. I was like, I only know Ball.
Right. Yep. The Town, one of the few movies I have actually seen in my lifetime. All right, so that is visits. The CU Barstool Twitter account, though, put out a list of all the visits. Did you see that?
Yes.
Holy shit.
It's insane.
It's I don't think we got to that level on our own, but yesterday when Neely said biggest spring game in college football history, he wasn't lying, dude.
Right. I got to see what the previous biggest is just so I know what to compare with, because biggest one I've ever seen was John Embry's first year, and it was like 17,000 people. No one was even like fired up. Just like 17,000 people that happened to have a picnic at the football stadium that day. I don't know what to expect, or I shouldn't say I don't know what to expect. I don't know what to compare it against, but damn, I'd be hard pressed to find something that's going to be crazier than this.
Yeah, it's going to be insane. Alyssa, could you star Wayne's comment on Shador? You have it started. Okay. We'll get to the pro day very shortly because that's something that did happen. These guys have just been offered, though, fairly recently, this week. Peyton Lewis, a running back out of Salem, Virginia, Salem High School. He is a 247 Sports Composite 3-star, 36th overall running back, 442nd overall prospect. He does have over 26 offers, though, from Alabama, Colorado, Auburn.
All right.
You see where I'm going?
Yes.
In his 247 Sports write-up, impressive dual sport profile with elite speed.
We want that.
I think these are indoor track numbers because it's the 55 meter and the 300 meter. I don't know. But
I don't know anything about track.
He did say
I know what a good score is for like each, or a good speed is for each event. That's about it.
Well, how about a 10.54 in the 100 meter dash?
Yeah, that'll do.
He did that last spring. Anyways, he's been offered. So another speedy back been offered to come to Colorado. DeCorian Moore has been offered. He's from Duncanville High School. And we talked about, not Colin Simons, he's from Duncanville also, but we talked about Caden Durham earlier in the week.
Ah, yes.
Also from Duncanville.
Let's go. Again, when you can get like a movement, that makes such a difference. And also, I like having these guys who come from the same areas, same high schools, because it gives them a support system when they get here. You know what I mean? If you get that whole modern day group, they have each other to lean on when something's not going their way, or school isn't, you know, going the way they want it to, or something happens with a girl, like
right.
Anything like that. Like, you have your boys that you've had for life. Like, of course, when you come to school, you develop that with your teammates, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in the same way that, like, the Jackson State guys have each other right now, you get that same thing when you get these kids from the same high schools to come. It's like they come with a built-in support system, which everyone is going to need for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm. Also, when we talked about Caden earlier in the week, got a lot of comments saying Duncanville is a problem. They are one of the best high schools in the country.
Love that.
And DeCorian Moore, the guy's just been offered, listed on the 247 Sports Composite as a 5-star.
Ooh.
Number one wide receiver in the 2025 class.
Sheesh.
Over Winston Watkins Jr.
Damn. Who's going to be throwing to those boys?
Maybe it's our guy Stone Saunders.
Yes.
This guy already has over 35 offers. Again, class of 2025. So there's a while to go there, but the Buffs are in.
This is a random thing I was thinking about.
Go ahead.
If you could dominate recruiting in any one state, what would you choose?
Florida.
I think I would go Texas.
Really?
Yep. Nothing against Florida.
No. I mean, you can pick California, Texas, Florida, and I think there's reasons for
that. The reason I go Texas is just it has the most. So, you know, you're just getting, like, insane waves of players. Now, there's probably enough players in Florida where if you dominate Florida, you're going to dominate everything.
Yeah.
But Texas is just so big. Like, you've got DeSoto, and you've got Lubbock, and you've got Austin, and you've got Dallas, you've got Fort Worth, like, there's like five-star players coming out of every one of these areas.
Yeah, California's up there too. You get St. John Bosco. Mm-hmm. What's the other one? Modern Day. I mean,
there's some. I always want to recruit California, and I always want to have success there. There's just something about the South.
Yeah, there is.
Like, just different level of dogs.
It's pretty crazy. Alyssa, can you throw up that tweet from Colin Simmons? Because I think we talked about Caden Durham's tweet earlier in the week, saying that I can't see it, but I think he said something like Coach Prime building something special down there.
Mm.
Then Colin Simmons quote tweets it with three eyeball emojis. There it is.
Let's go.
Colin Simmons is visiting. I don't know if Caden Durham is visiting. I can't remember. We'll have to go back and check, but, they are really building pipelines all over the country for the best high schools in the country.
I did not mean to start a state war in the comments.
Oh, no. I'll just wait for the comments after this, though, too. So there you go. I mean, you missed 2 days of keeping up with recruiting news on a day-to-day basis, and it looks insane.
Everything
when you get
goes
back
haywire.
To it. Yeah. It's pretty crazy. Let's talk about the pro day, but first, wait, a shout out. Go ahead.
Wasn't there one more recruiting thing?
We're getting to it after the break.
Okay, okay, yeah. Okay.
Shout out to our friends over at Breckenridge Brewery. Breckenridge Brewery and DMVR have teamed up for the ultimate fan experience, the ultimate game day experience, I should say. We're giving away VIP tickets, Lexus Club access, parking, and DMVR merch for the March 30th Nuggets game against the New Orleans Pelicans. Two tickets, courtside row two, Club Lexus access, parking pass, DMVR gear. Head on over to thedmvr.com/BreckSweeps. To enter, just complete the form. You must be 21 years or older. Links are all in the show description. Winner will be selected 1 week before the game, which is next Thursday. So you have a little bit less than a week to do that. And then shout out to our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. And new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. The underdog plan, it went pretty well yesterday. Not so great today, right?
It's just a mirror. Like, yesterday we started hot, we ended cold. Mm-hmm. Today we're starting cold, ending hot.
Yep. Hopefully that's the case, because I got in today.
You can't get in. You have to just, you're either with us the whole time.
Yesterday was busy, man. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, you set yourself up for failure. I told everyone about this before. You either have to bet on every single game because you missed out on Princeton.
I did miss out on
Princeton. Princeton is going to carry us for a while.
Well, you can bet on the Buffs, who are 4.5-point favorites over UVU.
Wow.
On Sunday. And then the Lady Buffs, I believe, are 1.5-point dogs to Middle Tennessee tomorrow.
As the 6-11?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know if they're factoring in that they had to travel to North Carolina, but yeah.
All right. I'll take the juice on the Buffs.
There you go. Shout out to DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA with code DMVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Void in Ohio. All right, we do have another piece of recruiting news, Ryan. Our friend, Matt McChesney.
Mm-hmm.
He is apparently working with Cardell Thomas. Do you know who that is?
I didn't until yesterday.
Cardell Thomas is a former four-star recruit who was at LSU and entered the portal.
Mm-hmm.
He's working out with Matt McChesney here.
So he entered the portal and moved to Colorado?
I guess. I don't know, man.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Was he from Colorado originally?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
He is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
So he's either moving to Colorado or like I guess, like, staying here for weeks on end. How does he not end up at Colorado?
I don't know. We'll see. That was a tweet from our guy at SkoBuffs22, Mr. Matt H.
Speaking of our guy, Matt McChesney, for those of you, I know a lot of you guys do know him in the comments because you've asked for him to be a guest, which he'll absolutely come on. Matt and I have done dozens of podcasts together over the years, so he'll come on. But for those of you who don't know Matt McChesney, I had to send Alyssa this video to play on the show because it is one. I don't know why this video sent me so hard. Like, everything about it is the most Matt McChesney thing ever, but then just the comedic timing of the last guy who goes is just perfect.
Whenever you're ready, Alyssa.
More hips. Down, back, and out. Back. Go. More. More hips. More hips.
More hips.
I need prom night hips. Prom night hips. Drive. Come on. More hips. More. Come on, dude. Come on, dude. Right leg up and over. Good. I need your mama's hips and your daddy's feet. Mama's hips, daddy's feet. Go. Pop that ass. The Mormon hips are back. That's excellent, Seth. Come on, brother. Drive that right leg. Get out. Go, Olsen. Good job, big Seth. Come on, Nate. Come on, Nate. There you go. There's some good hips. Get out. Good. Eyes up, Owen. You got to look at what you're doing. More hips, Owen. Get out. Good. Oh, my God. Odin, come on, dog. Go in the back and do it again. Hurry up. In the back. Panda, go. Hurry up, you two. You're moving like old people. Fuck. Back in. More hips, Panda. Try it. Go. Terrible also. Come on, guys. We're better. More hips. Oh, down, God. Back, and out.
I haven't seen back. That. That's great.
Go. More. More.
Dude, are we back? Matt going, oh my God, it just sends me every time.
Oh my God.
That dude is someone in the comments that sounds like Randy Savage. Oh, he really does.
So
it sounds like
me.
He smokes Camel non-filters. I can assure you that's just from yelling like a football coach.
Yes.
Every single day, all day.
Exactly. He cracks me up. This is a great transition, though, because he was at the pro day.
Well, and I was just going to say, dude, that someone in the comments said he's polarizing, which he for sure is. That dude loves Colorado football.
Oh, yeah.
And you know me. Anyone that cares that much about the program, we have something in common.
Mm-hmm.
And I love him for that. And no one really, like, I really think of all former players, like, he cares the most about just this program. He's a Colorado kid who committed to Colorado. Like, I forget the exact story. We'll have him tell it when he comes on here. But, like, essentially told whoever the coach was at Nebraska, might have been, like, Bill Callahan, might have been Tom Osborne. I don't even know. But, like, told him to go fuck himself when he called. Like, that's how much he, like, loves Colorado.
I love that.
Hates Nebraska. And I just, yeah, love that guy. So, hilarious.
He's also gave a very passionate and fired up speech when the Buffs were getting ready to play Cal last year. Lock the gates.
Yes. And they won.
And they won. They locked the gates.
They did. Should have tried that all the other games.
Yeah. Well, we'll have much better chances this year. I did talk to a lot of the Buffs, or not a lot, some of the Buffs from last year's team, though, at Wednesday's pro day.
Yes.
My first pro day, which is pretty cool, 17 NFL teams were there, Ryan.
Wow.
Which, honestly, was more than I expected to be.
Yeah.
The Broncos had at least 4 people there. They were the most and...
Who doesn't want a trip to Boulder?
Yes. Most represented NFL team for sure. So 9 Buffs participated at this pro day. And then we had one former Western Colorado Mountaineer also participating in that pro day. The biggest standout, I thought, was Brady Russell, a guy who, I mean, had a rough year last year.
Yep.
I mean, the entire passing offense had a rough year.
Yep.
He only had, I think, 150-some yards, no touchdowns. Should have had a touchdown in the...
Oh, my God. Don't get me started on that shit.
What game? USC? I can't even remember. But he went to the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl back in January. Really impressed there. Put up some good numbers. Said... After all the workouts, that his biggest selling point that he tells teams is his versatility. Thinks that's what he brings to the table and that there's not many tight ends that can do what he does. At the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl, was of course taking reps at tight end, but was also taking reps at H-back, fullback, out of the slot, and long snapper.
Wow. Wow. Love that for him.
Yep. His uncle, Matt Russell, was there too. Former Denver Broncos executive.
Former Butkus Award winner.
Yes.
At Colorado, yes. Which goes to the best linebacker in the country.
He works for the Philadelphia Eagles now.
Oh, that's awesome. Matt, you know, was in the news for some of the wrong reasons while he was with the Broncos, got a DUI for crashing into a cop car, a parked cop car.
Yikes.
But I've actually known him for a long time. Great dude. And, like, tons of success as a scout in the NFL. Unreal football player. Just, there was the Buffs have been in a little bit of a drought. I guess not. Nate Landman.
Right.
But Buffs had a run of a long time of just ballers at inside linebacker. Matt Russell being one of them. Jayshon Sykes. Jordan Dyson. I mean, just these guys who just fly sideline to sideline and clean up everything. Nate Landman was another great player in that. There's a guy during like the down years by the name of Addison Gillum who was riddled with injuries, but I think he had like a 24 solo tackle game one time.
Wow.
Like just flying. I think it might have been like his first start or something too.
That's insane.
Like, so great history of linebackers at Colorado. I hope that maybe my boy Demoy Kennedy is the next one.
Yep. Jeremiah Brown too.
Yep.
We'll see. Terrence Lang, I thought, had a nice day. I mean, he's just, ever since he got to see you, I was talking to Mark Johnson, and he was just talking about how when Terrence Lang got there, you know, everyone expected big things out of him because he looked the part, has always looked the part, just hasn't really ever been able to put it together at Colorado. Measured in at 6'4", 282 pounds, wingspan of 82 3/4 inches. He did the defensive lineman drills. He did, you know, everything you would expect him to do. But the most impressive part of his workout came at the very end because they asked him to take reps at tight end.
No way.
And he was catching passes one-handed out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, great basketball player, like just all-around athlete.
After the pro day, we talked to Terrence. He said, it was not part of my plan. I didn't come here with any idea that I was going to catch balls or run any routes, but they asked me to do it, and I was able to do it. I was told that for my size and athletic ability, I actually caught the ball pretty well. And he drew many oohs and ahs when he was out there catching the ball downfield.
Wow.
Yeah.
From scouts?
There was a lot of people there, actually.
Really?
Yeah. So we had, as I mentioned, at least 17 teams represented there. At least one person.
They have the media all roped into one area?
Yeah, we were pushed to the side. But there was a big area. So, okay, the IPF, you know how they have those garage doors
yep.
to the weight room? Like, 4 of the 5 garage doors were just gated off, and it was, like, for visitors, for, like, parents or just,
oh,
like, people.
Cool.
I mean, that's where Matt Russell was hanging out talking to Brady's, I'm assuming being Matt's brother then?
Yep.
Brady's dad. So, yeah, tons of people there. I don't know if it was mostly them doing the oohs and ahs, but... I took notice. I'm sure some scouts at least wrote Terrence's name down just because of what he did at the end there. Daniel Arias had a solid day. He came and did what he should have done at this pro day. Measured in well at 6'3.5", 208 pounds. Ran a solid 40 at 4.5 seconds.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's really good for a guy of that size.
Yep. Don't know if he's going to get drafted, but that size and speed, he's going to get a camp invite.
I mean, he has all the things that if you don't watch the tape, you could fall in love with.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is he struggles catching the football. I
yep.
mean, it's not a secret. I'm not being a hater. That's been his issue since the day he set foot on campus. Never really got fixed. I thought this last year was his best in terms of holding on to the football in big moments. But I could see a team just be he'll be in a camp and he'll make some plays and turn some heads.
Yep. The final guy that stood out to me was actually Darius Gaines. Do you know who Darius Gaines is?
I do not.
Not surprising, because he's from Western Colorado.
Okay.
He played cornerback there. actually had 8 pass breakups in each of the last 2 seasons, had 3 interceptions, and 5 tackles for a loss last year. I talked to him after. He said he's going to be playing, or he wants to play safety at the next level. He also had an invite to the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl. Impressed there. Measured in at 6'1", 193 pounds. Ran the 40 in 4.57 seconds. Not great, but for a safety, that's actually not too bad. So
that's awesome. Same thing happened with Austin Eckler.
Yep.
When he was coming out of Western,
mm-hmm.
Went to Colorado's Pro Day, turned heads, ran a great 40. No one knew who he was. And Andre, our own Andre, yep. who's come on this show several times, talked to a scout who knew him, told him all about him, did an article on him, wrote a film room, literally called up Western, got film of their games that no one else had ever really seen, wrote up a film room on the next big player out of the Rocky Mountain region or something along those lines. And, like, as far as I know, that's the first article anyone wrote on him that didn't come out of wherever Western Colorado is.
Right.
Grand Junction?
I have no idea, dude. yeah, man. Dre put the nation on notice on Austin Eckler.
So maybe you can do that with, what is his name?
Darius Gaines.
Darius Gaines.
So, yeah, we'll see. That's why I talked to him, too. Just with that connection from yep. Dre. I mean, may as well if you have the opportunity. Absolutely. I mean, you never know.
Absolutely.
real quick in the comments, Jay's Mayhem says, Jake and RK, if we get 350 likes before the show ends, y'all have to both take a shot.
Done
I am
deal.
Down.
Done
Absolutely.
Deal.
Let's
Don't
make it happen.
Don't have to ask me twice.
Yeah. We're at 112, so you guys got your work cut out for you.
Actually, I think people will like it more if we say, like, no, we don't want to do that.
Oh, yeah, darn. Don't make
Punish
me,
us.
Don't make me drink alcohol.
Someone said y'all were on Reach the People Media, so maybe Darius dropped a new vid with us.
Let's go.
That's sick.
Yep. Need to check that out. Anyways, you know, guys like Quinn Perry, Isaiah Lewis, he was back and healthy.
Nice.
After having the shoulder injury that ended his last season at CU. He didn't do bench, but he did the runs and everything. Who else? Guy Thomas, I think, had a decent day, too. So those are some guys that I think could also potentially get camp invites down the line. And also, I think we'll end up getting future guests from what happened on Wednesday, too.
Nice.
So,
love that.
Yeah. Stay tuned there. All right. Let's get to some questions. We're only at 126 likes. Let's try and get to at least 175 here by the time I finish
this. We have
this.
To get to 350 so we can take a shot. I'll even up it to a, what are we calling these now? A Dublin drop shot.
The
Which is in the Irish yes. nitro stout.
Yes. Charles says it's like talking about the ugly girl you used to date and can't forget.
What
these is? The players at the pro day. These are the players that we have to talk about, man. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, weird.
Did we break DNBA's record for views and likes? With the... Well, we have
we
the
already
most
have the
show.
Views.
Yeah.
We already have the views and likes
right.
record.
Yeah, the projected lineups pod.
Which is wild.
Yep.
That is, hanging on by a thread, the largest show in company history.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about to be passed, though, by the Bears trading the number one pick emergency pod.
That was a pretty big one. I tuned yes. into that one, too.
But it's just funny. Like, they traded the number one overall pick. That's what sparked that. The third most viewed show is the Suns trading for Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
And then ours is just projecting the lineup for the Buffs.
That's amazing. many more to come, too. Shout out to the American Raptors at Infinity Park, though. The American Raptors have joined a new league, the Columbia Rugby Federation. And if you feel like you didn't get the ticket you wanted as an elite athlete, check out the opportunities at Infinity Park. Rugby just may be your next ride. The best part about the American Raptors, all their games are free. Free to go to, free to stream at their website. Again, AmericanRaptors.com. We also have the DMVR Rugby Podcast hosted by our guy Colton Strickler. You can check that out and follow him. He brings in all sorts of athletes, not just rugby players, onto the pod. So shout out to the American Raptors. Great friends of the pod.
Hell
Question
yeah.
time?
Question time.
We'll try to do this. Our monitor's been a little wonky. Go ahead.
I'll lower the shot threshold to okay. 250.
250 then. We're at 138. You guys need 112 here. In the next 15 minutes or so.
Yep. By the way, shout out to everyone. We didn't ask for any likes on the Neely interview.
Yep.
And that one has, let's see, updated 900.
Let's go.
Which is awesome, especially since I think a lot of people missed it, understandably. Mm-hmm. It was a different format. It wasn't a live show because we were doing it from there. We didn't have our internet set up and all that sort of stuff. So that was amazing. And then what did the Darius?
Oh, it's over 1,000.
Yeah, with Darius, we're 1.4K likes. So you guys came through for us this week. We appreciate it. Also, those guys came through for us joining us.
Right.
It was an awesome week, and I think a week that we'll look back on in the future and be like, that was a big week for us.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Okay, who was the question from Keith? Did you boys get a chance to sit down with Coach Prime last night?
We got a chance to shake his hand.
We did shake his hand.
Yep.
But he just poked his head in during that one part. We shook his hand. He was just hanging out, so we didn't want to bother him.
Yeah. When you guys come for the spring game or a tailgate or whatever, we'll show you the hilarious photo that we have. I just didn't want to put that out.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like, I don't know, it didn't feel right.
So, right.
Yeah. We have that funny photo for ourselves.
Exactly.
We'll show you guys when you come see us.
Ask about it and we'll show you. Next question. From Jay's Mayhem. Jake and RK, where's a great cigar bar for Uncle Neely? He just dropped his interview from Jackson in a cigar bar. Do you know of a good cigar bar?
So, there is a cigar bar right down the street from here, and over like a block or so, that is actually really cool. It's in the Brown Palace Hotel, which is a famous hotel. So there's that one. And then there's, I think there is one down in Boulder, at least there used to be. But we'll have to let it, we can just turn up here into a cigar bar.
There you go. Especially if Neely stops by.
Allie will probably kill me, but that's okay.
Okay, yes, Wayne, you guys see Shador sell, tell the Broncos, call me, I'm down the street. He said that, wow. I think on Darius's video, because, you know, at the pro day, they always like measure the underclassmen and stuff. Yep. So Shador took his measurements, was walking in the doors and was like, tell the Broncos, like, I'm right here, basically.
So. I love it. So Shador wants to be a Bronco. Travis wants to be a Bronco.
Yep.
I don't know why, but I love it.
Me too. Let's get Dylan Edwards and Jimmy Horn on that train, too.
Let's go. By the time Shador is in the draft, the Broncos might be back in a position to take a quarterback.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yep.
Next question. Yep, Well Off did just drop. I just got the notification.
Oh.
Yep. From Good Time Chaser, how the ticket sale looking like for the spring game? So we had the update, when was this, on Monday or Tuesday, that it was at 35,000? That's the last I've heard, though.
Yep, so over 35,000.
Yep, which means there's about 20-ish left. Right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
I don't know.
Next question.
Just so you guys know, our monitor keeps blinking in and out.
Yeah.
So sometimes we can see your question, sometimes we can't. Right now we can.
Jake and RK from Angela. Jake and RK, how do you feel when you found out you're Rick George's most important media in CU? I don't know for that.
I think it was more of a most wanted list.
Yes. Basically.
No, I want to see this. I really want, I need Neely to send us a photo of this like cheat sheet that he has.
I know.
It sounds like there's like a scouting report on it.
I mean, what could have mine possibly said? I was only working here for like 4 months by the time Coach Prime came here.
Probably said he's with RK, so he's cool.
Okay, I'll take that. We're at 150. We need 100 more for a shot before this show ends, guys. I mean, is it going to happen?
I don't think so.
Doesn't look like it now. Big TZ asks, are you aware that Coach Prime is planning to bring you guys into a practice? Didn't hear from me. So I still haven't gotten spring game plans yet. But Sunday is when practices start. And I heard that maybe there may be a press conference and maybe there may be some notable players. Maybe. Just saying.
Heavy on the maybes.
Maybe.
I love it. Coach Prime is unpredictable.
Yep.
Although, he's also very predictable.
He is.
In a good way.
Yep. We're at 153. Let's keep it moving. Angela, Again, Jake and RK, how does it feel to be big assets to Darius, Bucky, and Uncle Neely when it comes to Buff history and tradition? He's the history asset.
I mean, any help that I can provide in that regard, I would love to. Like, this is, you guys know from watching this show, this program means the world to me. And as I think you also know from watching this show, there's absolutely no gatekeeping going on when it comes to anyone that wants to join, you know, and come be a fan of this program. And obviously those guys are doing incredible things for the program themselves. So any way that I can help them, I'm obviously more than happy to. You know, I always joked, especially with my parents when I was younger, like, I can't remember what the hell the Pythagorean theorem is, but I can tell you, like, how many yards Javon Green had, you know, against Kansas State. It's right. Just the way my brain works.
Yeah. Let's talk about that, though, just the last 2 days, because we have a bit. But it was just really cool to finally, like, get those guys in here, learn more about them, yep. Because, I mean, we watch their videos all the time, but we don't get to learn about them in the way we were able to learn about them the last 2 days.
Yeah, and that was awesome for us, and I think it was also awesome for the listeners, mm-hmm. Especially, well, I don't even want to say especially, but I know the Buffs fans, we all just kind of got thrown into this in the best way possible. Like, all of a sudden, there's just Reach the People Media and Well Off Media and The Pregame Show, and you're just like, your head spinning trying to just watch the content, mm-hmm. But you don't know really the stories of where and why these people are here.
Right.
So I think a lot of those fans enjoyed getting to know, like, oh, okay, now I'm like putting the pieces together of almost like the family tree, right, of where these influences are coming from. And then I think there was also a lot of, you know, of the Coach Prime fans, the Jackson fans, who enjoyed getting to see the camera flipped around, right? Usually it's Darius behind the camera. Usually it's Neely behind the camera asking someone else. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure they've seen similar things where those guys are talking in front of the camera, just like Neely at the cigar shop. But right. It was just fun to be able to learn for ourselves things about them and also, you know, share that with everyone else.
Well, just the parallels between Neely and Darius too, like two guys who were just like kind of grinding on their own, that both were making YouTube content that happened to just be picked up by Prime and his entourage, and now they have this insane access.
Yeah.
And
there's a reason I asked them both a thing about Coach Prime only caring about himself. Because Coach Prime quite literally cared about them in such a way that, you know, Coach Prime is so smart. He knew that giving Neely unlimited access was going to elevate him to levels never before seen. So, like, he did that because he cares about him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not because he cares about himself and he thought that that would do amazing things for him. I think he knew that that would help get eyeballs on the program, but he didn't do that for him.
Right.
He did that because he met a dude that he liked and said, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take you under my wing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I asked both those guys that question, because Darius the same way. Like, I think what we learned from Darius is that it was kind of Bucky who did that for him.
Right.
But obviously, Coach Prime is a part of that as well. And mm-hmm. So it's just cool to see that family who I think a bunch of idiots have all the wrong ideas about. We got to talk to two people who know firsthand it's not like that.
Yep. Well, throw Sam in there too.
Yes.
I mean, another guy who was just kind of picked up by Coach and is now like his man.
Yes. Yeah, what did Darius say? He's like, no, he has like a real job.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, it was really cool to get those perspectives. Next question from Wayne. When are we getting the DMVR pregame show this upcoming season? Was that all the future collab y'all were hinting at yesterday?
We'll see. The opportunities are endless.
I mean, honestly, yeah. It's going to...
The postgame show?
The postgame show would be fire.
Who knows? We'll see. I can't wait because I felt there was, like, really great chemistry there. And you know... Neely is a lot like us where his original focus was on football.
Yeah.
And that's cool. That was one of my favorite parts of that conversation is like, I really trusted and valued what he had to say about those guys as football players.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Jamel with the question. Did you know any of the movies Neely referenced? I knew Steve Martin.
Yep.
That was about it.
Yep. He's like, he's white. I'm like, yeah. I didn't know that. I'm trying to think of the movies that he referenced. I don't think I did.
I can't even remember, man.
The thing is, like, I feel like I have a pretty general understanding of just, like, movies and TV shows and things that are, like, in pop culture. But I'm not, like, I don't go seeking out
right
movies.
Right, yeah. No.
I haven't been to the movies in, like, 6 years.
I can't even remember the last movie I saw in theaters.
Yeah. And I actually enjoy seeing a movie in theaters. But it's just one of those things I don't think of doing.
Saw Top Gun Maverick in theaters. Oh, so Banger that was like in theaters.
Within the last 6 months.
No, it was before I moved here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But banger in the theaters. That was the first movie I think I saw like since before COVID and stuff.
Wow.
So it really was a while.
So the like running joke is that Allie and I have literally never gone to a movie together.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's it's actually like, kind of amazing.
I know. Over 6 years. And like it's neither of us are like that. We just, that's not like a thing we think of doing. Like,
right.
If we're going to watch a movie, it's like, oh, let's open a bottle of wine.
Exactly.
And, you know, like pull out like a, you know, the comfy blanket.
Right.
And like watch, you know, from the couch.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, we should go see so-and-so that's in theaters.
I know. Yep. I'm exactly the same. Next question from Wayne. You guys got to give a tutorial and tell people who are viewing on their phone. Oh, shoot.
We lost it. It'll come back in a second.
I remember the question, though. He's basically asking, there it is. Tell people how to like the stream. I'm on my PC, so I can do it. I still don't know how to like it from my phone. So if you're on your phone watching the show, this is on iPhone at least. If you're in full screen mode, like landscape mode, you can scroll up. It'll pull the video up. Or if you're in regular, like, I don't know, portrait mode, I guess is that what it's called, where it's up down. Anyways, it's just right below the video. Just click the thumbs up button there. If you're watching on like a TV app or something, like use your remote, like press up to get like the bar showing.
Yeah.
And then the like stuff is usually just right down above or below that. You got to just hit the thumbs up there.
There we go.
That's how you do it there. We're only at 176. Dang.
Tough. Guess we'll have to take a shot after the stream.
Bummer. But yeah, great week for the pod, man. It's been a lot of fun.
Huge week for the pod. And that's only because of you guys.
For sure.
We appreciate it so much. And here's what I want to finish with. One of the coolest parts of it is the support that you guys show those guys.
Yes.
On our stream.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know both Darius and Neely saw all the comments that you guys left on there saying how much you appreciate them, how cool it was for you to see them on this program, like all of that stuff. And I know from both of them that it was really cool for them and meant a lot to them to see that. And that obviously helps us.
Mm-hmm.
It shows us the power of our community and what we've built here. So thank you guys for all of the nice words that you left for us and especially for them. It goes a long way, and it'll help us in future guests. Hey, look, this is what people were saying when we had these guys on. You know, like it's special. So thank you guys.
It really is. Huge shout out to Buff Nation, especially the people that show up every day in the comments.
Yep.
Just yesterday, it was a bummer we couldn't go live because I know other people wanted to ask questions like we did for Darius, but
there will be opportunities.
We will be going live with Neely again, and you guys will be able to get your questions in. I promise you that. There it is. Stay tuned, man.
Everyone's killing me for not finishing this beer. I was trying to make sure I didn't run out because I knew I wasn't getting another one on here. So here's to you guys.
You
I'll
go.
Finish it as we go off.
Beautiful. Again, guys, make sure you subscribe to the pod. Also give us 5 stars on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We'd really appreciate it. Let's go Buffs.
Let's go Buffs.